Blog Talk Radio.
Father's dying wish to use the list of names he left me
and bring down those who are poisoning my city. To do this, I must become someone else. I must become something else.
All right, and welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast. This is your host, Cesar Adia, and tonight we will be talking about Arrow, the hit CW television show. And tonight's fourth podcast, we will be talking about an innocent man that was broadcast last year, 2012. We're playing a little catch-up game here as we get closer to the start of the new series of the year. It starts on January 16th in the new episodes of Arrow, so we're trying to play a little catch-up since we couldn't do this. The podcast while the show is on live, so as soon as we catch up, we will be on every Wednesday night, so hopefully some of you guys can make it out to the podcast. And let's see, we already have a caller from area code 951. Who is this?
Hi, Jesus, this is Regina.
Hey, Regina, are you at work?
No, I got off at 9:30.
Nice, that is so cool. You totally surprised me. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay.
Oh, good, good. Okay, so tonight, Innocent Man, as it pretty much comes down to, you know, one of the characters that hit by the name of, where was it? I had it right here. Oh, yeah, Peter Dicklin. He was being framed by the crime boss as Arrow is trying to track down on this little brown book that his dad had.
Mm-hmm.
And that person, that mobster slash criminal guy, his name is Jason Brodeur. Tonight we saw a lot of revelations where Oliver Queen definitely gives himself up as the Green Lantern. Green Arrow.
You did the same thing last night.
Yeah, to John Diggle. So now we pick up from that. You know, we left off last night talking about that. Now it picks up. Now, I thought, you know, the bodyguard, Mr. John Diggle, I thought he was going to kind of welcome Queen as this vigilante going out seeking justice. I was kind of surprised the way he reacted. What about you, Regina? Were you kind of surprised the way he reacted, where he was like, he even quit. His job.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he was a little ticked off.
Yeah. So I was kind of surprised that he did that. But I guess there's reasons why, you know, he feels that, oh, okay, now just because you came back and you have money, now you could pretend you're like this superhero helping out, you know, the needy. When he has his own background where he always talks about being in Afghanistan, where, you know, to all of us in the real world, you know, those are the true heroes out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of cool how we have a real-life hero, which is a soldier in Afghanistan. And then, you know, kind of pretty much a rich kid wanting to go out and do his own activities above the law.
But does he know that he does good, though? I thought he thinks that he's doing bad
things.
Yeah,
I think that's the problem right now. It's still too early that he doesn't see that. You know, he just sees like,
mm-hmm.
Oh, you just seek justice on your own. You know, you do what you want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so also we find out that the mom is embezzling or hiding money from the husband. Remember yesterday we kind of talked like, is the husband in on it? Is Walter in on this like little secret side mission that Myra has? And so I think Walter, I think he's really innocent in all this, what's playing out. I think he's the only solid character that doesn't have a dual motive here, you know, being two-faced at one time and then, you know, doing something else behind their backs. And I think Walter might get the shocker as he finds out he fires and hires I think my favorite character so far is Felicity. She's the computer geek that works at Queen's Industries. Mm-hmm. And I think it's kind of cool how he's using her as his own little, like, tech, you know, I want to call her Tech Chloe.
And yeah, you asked me yesterday who my favorite character was, and I told you that was her.
Oh, you did? Yeah, you did. Well, I'm following your footsteps. I'm totally following your footsteps. And I'm also following Emily. She's on Twitter, so that's kind of cool. Emily's the actress that plays Felicity, so look her up. I think that's kind of cool, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and so let's see. So, yeah, so the techie Felicity, she finds out that there is she found out that there's no company or no project that she invested in. It was off the books that it was, let's see, do you remember on episode 4, the company that Myra created to embezzle that money or to, you know, invest in the money?
It's called Tempest.
Tempest. I know,
really?
It's been a while, right?
Yeah, for me it has, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's see. Someone from 858. Who is this? Welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast.
Hi, how's it going? My name is Tu. I'm from upstate New York. I have a couple questions. I love that show, Arrow, by the way. I didn't think it was going to be good, seeing how Smallville's Green Arrow was such a gay concept. First off, is his sister going to actually become the, is it Red Arrow? Or I forgot what Speedy is. Is that his name? Speedy? The Red Arrow? The sidekick?
Yeah,
the Green Arrow?
Yeah, Speedy. Uh-huh.
So
yeah,
she's actually,
you know, it just depends how much close to the comic book they're going to be true to. Because, you know, even in Smallville, they strayed away from the comic book. And I know a lot of fans from Smallville, they're like, hey, that didn't happen. And so I don't know how true they are going to be to the Green Arrow comic book. So I guess we're just going to have to wait and see what they do with it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the name says it all. I mean, Speedy.
Right.
I think, yeah. Another
it
question I
might
have.
Be.
Yeah. Another question I have is with Merlin. I mean, he showed himself on the last episode for the first time, right?
Yes.
I didn't know it was going to be him. I wonder how they're going to fit that in, because I thought Merlin was in the comics like a really old guy, really old. Like, he had a lot of skills.
Yeah, that's another thing that they kind of updated. He's like this younger, hipper, you know, close friend to Oliver. But, I guess we just have to wait out how it all pans out towards the end of the season.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Tulo, right?
Two.
Thank you for calling in New York. You know, that's awesome. What is it, like 109 over there?
Yeah. I'm always up at night.
Oh, sweet, sweet. I'm really glad you called in. For anybody listening online, I know there's a couple people listening online. Please call in at 914-338-1036. This is Arrow Talk, the only podcast out there where fans could unite and call and talk to each other and discuss about tonight's episode, which is The Innocent Man. And Tu just stepped out, so thank you again for calling in. Great questions. You know, are they going to keep true to the comic book? What do you think, Regina? Do you think they're going to stick to the comic book, or are they going to stray away sometimes like how Smallville did?
I think they're going to stray away because, you know, otherwise it's probably going to get too boring.
Yeah,
and too predictable.
True. Right. Because they're like, oh, I could just go read the comic to see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. And I was going to ask, too, what his favorite character was, but it looks like he's out, or he's in the chat room. So, too, if you're still listening to the podcast, let us know. Who's your favorite character so far in the series of Arrow? All right, so let me read the quick description that that they have for tonight's episode. It's Peter Deaklin has been charged with murdering his wife, and only Oliver believes he's innocent. Get it? Hence the title, Innocent, An Innocent Man. He seeks help from Laurel. Meanwhile, Laurel investigates a warehouse that Myra mysteriously brought with the company's money. I mean, well, not Moral, Walter. Walter investigates. So, in regards to that, we find out that she has the ship. So, what do you think about that, Regina?
How in the world do you get a ship from the middle of the ocean back to the...
And didn't it sink?
Yeah.
And, like, was pretty much charred? Because last I recall, which wasn't that far off on the episodes... It was on fire, so why was it still pretty much intact?
Well,
by the way, great CGI of that boat. I'm like, I don't buy it. It looks so fake.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and so what do you think? The wife, Myra, she has a lot of things going on in the background. I mean, it's just going to be kind of weird where the big confrontation, you know, as we build up for the season finale of Arrow. Do you think they might have a big clash yet, or is it still too early? Maybe they might press it out to, like, season 2 or 3 if it does get picked up. How do you think Oliver is going to react that his mom is doing all this behind his back, and also that she had a hand in what happened to
his
dad?
To the ship.
Yeah, to the ship, yeah. Because if you recall in last night's, well, I'm saying last night's episode like it aired,
yeah.
But in in the episode 3, they had those kind of like militia men looking for Oliver
mm-hmm.
on the island. And I think that's where Myra is like sending out the troops, make sure he's dead, make sure no one survived, make sure all the survivors are gone. And I'm going to call him Mr. Obi-Wan Kenobi himself, the mentor of Oliver, who's on the island. His character's name is Yao Fei. Do you think he knows what's going on? Like, okay, this dude landed on my island. Now there's, like, all these foreign people with machine guns and, you know, artillery. Is he putting the two together? Like, okay, they're after you, so time to live or die, you know, if you want to follow my rules. But what do you think? Do you think he's onto what's going on, or do you think he's just like, hey, there's strangers here, let's just go?
I don't think he's onto it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay. And two, he is listening. He's in the chat room. He says Green Arrow, of course, is his favorite.
Oh, besides
all right, cool.
Besides Green Arrow.
I know. That's like the totally giveaway. Come on, Tool. If you're listening, tell us someone else. If let's say Green Arrow was taken already, who else would be your favorite character? Also, Laurel's kind of growing on me. I'm like, okay, she's kind of like the young, hipper Lois Lane. What do you think?
No, not really.
Not yet?
No, not really.
She'll grow on you. Because remember, I don't know if you remember when Lois Lane started
mm-hmm.
to be on Smallville. I was like, what is going on? She's not Lois Lane. She has, like, almost blonde hair. Remember at first, Erica Durant said,
yeah,
like,
really
almost really
blonde
dirty blonde hair?
Mm-hmm.
And also, she was on Smallville.
In a bottle.
Wait, say that again?
I said they do sell hair dye in a bottle.
They do. So I was just like, talk about frosted tips. She really went out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All
right, so Thea, of course, Miss Oliver Queen's sister, kind of
mm-hmm.
not that annoying in this episode. I think she's kind of growing on me as well. She does bring a little tidbits of little family tension between the two.
Yeah.
It looks like she's, you know, I think her character is slowly growing. What do you think about the Queen?
Yeah, she grew on me. I like her.
Yeah.
And
also, of course, the detective.
Relationship gets better.
Yeah. Oh, it gets better?
Yeah.
Can't wait. I have to be so careful
because you have not seen the others.
I know. You have to be really careful. No spoiler alerts because I'm sure people that are listening, they're going to be like, wait a minute.
They already seen it. You're the only one who hasn't.
I know. I'm the only one. I know. I try to stay away from all the blogs and everything. All right. So let's see. Tool says, the hot Asian girl protagonist. Who is that?
Oh,
is that the one with the blonde wig?
We can't tell.
I mean, not blonde, but
coming up.
I kind of saw that in the later episodes. Okay. All right, that's good too. Thank you for letting us know. Let's see. So, I wanted to bring up something about the music. I know the Smallville soundtrack was kind of, you know, a little synthesized, a little cheesy sometimes, where they're like,
yeah.
I think for some reason, Arrow, they have stepped that up a notch. Their soundtrack,
yeah.
Especially the action scenes, you're kind of like, sometimes, of course, yeah, the action could be a little bit crazy, but, you know, when he shoots that arrow and then the music comes up, and then especially in this episode when he's talking to Laurel in her apartment when he turns off the lights. And is this the first time he used the voice disguise mechanism where he changes his voice, kind of like how Justin Hartley did, except, you know, he didn't have it around his neck, but he had like a device that changed his voice. I kind of like that. What do you think? Do you think it's better than what they did on Smallville, or do you think he should have gone the route of Justin? Not Justin, of Christian Bale, where he just goes, hello.
Oh God, no. No.
So you think it would have been? It's a good thing he used the device rather than doing the Batman grunting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so
otherwise
too.
It
maybe
sounds like he has something caught in his throat. No, thank you.
Yeah. Sometimes you're like, what did he say?
Yeah.
And it must really hurt his throat to do that.
You know, the music fits better, I think.
I think so too. Yeah. I don't know if you've seen on the web, they are selling the complete soundtrack, which is all just the instrumental, not the. Like all the alternative bands that they used, but it's just the score. They're selling the Smallville score, and I was able to catch a copy of that, and it's kind of like, it's cool, you know, it's fun, you know, to like remember some of the music cues. But a lot of times I'm like, this is really cheesy. Like, I'm not gonna be listening to this in all of my iPad. But I think Arrow, they are totally stepping it up, especially with the action scenes. I think for a show, you know, on the CW, they're showing a lot more action than what they have in the past. And it kind of fits. I mean, I'm also wondering how much more, as the series continues, how much more are they going to have the costume evolve? Do you think they might just keep it the same? Or do you think eventually, later on, Arrow will ditch the black makeup, canary makeup, and put on glasses, or put on, like, you know, like a Batman goggle, or, I mean, or like a Robin, or, you know, or something more creative than that. But because I'm still not buying the black makeup, even in this episode. It's just like when they do a close-up on his face, I'm like, oh, why? And then especially you, Regina, since you said he's wearing the canary makeup, I'm like, now every time I see him, I'm like, it's canary.
Yeah, it's the eyes are black and green though. They're black in the middle, and on the outside it's green makeup.
Okay,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe my monitor is a little dark because it just all looks black.
Yeah. Well, no, I think they'll keep the costume though. I think it looks pretty cool.
It does. It does. And whoever showed Stephen Amell, the person who plays Oliver Queen, whoever showed him how to do the archery, I mean, he's got it down. It's just like really smooth and slick and fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I buy it. That's awesome. What troubles me a lot is, I think it's a little early maybe to be showing a lot of people, hey, I'm Green Arrow. Wait, what do you think?
Well, I mean, he was wearing the disguise. Nobody knows who he is, so.
I know. If Clark could get away with just wearing glasses, I'm sure it's not that much of a big deal.
I know.
All right, so they're showing a lot of the former bodyguard, the character John Diggle. They're showing a lot of the is it his sister, Joanna? Who
yeah,
runs
the one in the diner?
The diner, yeah. They're showing a lot, and I know it's kind of, you know, something might happen later on, but I think they're showing a lot of her just as the, every time they go into the burger joint, now it's like, oh, it's the Talon, just like Smallville.
Yeah.
It's like, they have a place where they always meet each other.
Yeah.
And I think something's about to build up. Something, even though they you know, they haven't touched on it, I'm sure, watch, something's going to happen. Even though they haven't showed it yet, they probably will now, you know, as we go towards the end of the series. Now, again, I mentioned the mentor of Green Lantern. Why do I keep saying Green Lantern? Green Arrow. What do you think in this flashback? Obviously, he doesn't make it out the island because we only see Oliver Queen. What do you think his end will be? Or have they already showed it? Have they already showed it in the other episodes?
I can't tell.
Okay. Okay. Good. All right. Well, That's good to know. Now, Detective Quentin Lance. He's the rugged detective after the Arrow, and his daughter Laurel. The detective. Why should he be surprised that his own daughter is trying to, you know, do kind of like what he does, investigate, find out what's going on? Why is that so much of a shocker? Like, oh, you know, you're trying to work with a convicted criminal and you should stop that. I mean, is that, to me, that whole tension or, what can I say, like dialogue, to me that's kind of old where, dude, okay, you have a daughter, you're a detective, and she works in legal, but now she obviously wants to do a little extra. She has that I think she has that mentality where she doesn't want a desk job.
Yeah.
And so what do you think between the dynamics between the two where he's trying to like, no, stay safe, go home, don't do nothing. And she's like, Dad. And I'm like, first of all, how old is she? Where he's still like, oh, I know, you know, you're my daughter, get away.
Well, yeah, that's the dad coming out, you know. That's not the detective talking. That's the dad.
Oh,
no matter
yeah.
how old you get, you're always, you know, the child, no matter what.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
We have another person in the chat room titled Let's Talk 32. Hey, Let's Talk. Call our hotline at 914-338-1036. We want to hear your thoughts on tonight's episode that we're talking about in Green Arrow, episode 4, titled An Innocent Man. Dun, 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 dun. And this episode was aired on October 31st, which was a Halloween episode, which is a really bad night to air a new episode. What do you think? Did you go out trick-or-treating, Regina?
No, I was at work.
Oh, you at work? Oh,
yeah.
That's too
yeah.
bad.
No,
well,
that's okay.
I was definitely out of the house. And so, I don't know. I would be like, okay, we could skip this week. I mean, come on, it's Halloween. No one's going to be home. I wonder how it did in the ratings, especially on that night.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I never checked into it.
Yeah, me neither. Okay, so moving on. Let's see. Who haven't we hit on? Okay, so Walter, you kind of know what's happening, especially if you saw the episodes, and I apologize again for being a little late in the game. But once the season starts, I will be on that week, okay? So it won't be like, hey, does Walter do this? But he's growing on me, too. It looks like all these characters are finally coming together. At first, when I saw this pilot for Arrow, it was kind of a little confusing. A lot of times, especially the men started to look alike. Was that hard for you, Regina?
Not really, no.
Not really? Okay, I'm the only one there.
Yeah.
I'm sure someone out there agrees with me. They're like, yeah, you're right. All right, so let's talk 32 of you in the chat room. Please feel free to ask a question. Maybe Regina, the expert on Arrow, will answer it correctly. So, Regina, out of this episode, is there any favorite parts of yours that you want to talk about comment on? If you remember the episode. So you don't remember it at all?
A little bit, yes, a little bit.
Yeah, so also in this episode, since John Diggle, he quit being Oliver Queen's bodyguard, there was a new replacement by Rob Scott, and he's played by William Vaughn. He played the straight-edged, replacement bodyguard, always on top of it, thinks he's really, a sharpshooter, and of course, once again, Oliver Queen goes around, escapes, goes on his own little escapades. It was kind of funny how there's some points where... Sorry?
Was that with the bike?
Yeah. I thought Diggle, when he was at the restaurant, I thought John Diggle, I thought he was going to tell... Oh, no, he did. When Oliver Queen, he goes, I'm going to go to the restroom. And then they waited. And then Rob looks at John, and they're, looking at each other. And then John goes, he's gone. He's long gone by now. And they're like, he's like, what? So that was kind of cool. All right, let's see. So Laurel, I think she's starting to fall for the man in the hoodie. What do you think, Regina? She's starting to, oh, it's the red, blue, blur kind of deal. Now it's the green hooded man.
Yeah, I think she is, yeah.
Yeah.
She's falling
also,
for the bad guy.
Right? All the girls fall for the, I don't want to say the bad guy, but the...
Well, yeah.
Well,
they think he is.
Yeah.
Right now, so they still think he is, so...
Exactly. And she... I don't know. I kind of saw a little Erica Durance in tonight's episode. She kind of, I don't know. She kind of had that look, the way she was acting. I'm like, I could totally see Erica in that role.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. It's been a great episode. They keep going strong. A lot of viewers are watching the show. So hopefully they just continue to make more great episodes. So far, there hasn't been as we called it last time on Smallville Talk, a dead-end episode, kind of like a filler. So that's kind of good. Yeah. All right, so we're about to wrap up our Arrow Talk podcast. Thank you for listening, Regina. Thank you for calling. Hopefully you can call next week. That'll be kind of great.
Yeah, just let me know ahead of time which episode.
I will.
Can maybe watch it before I call in.
I know, right? Yeah, you got to do a little fast recap, but thank you for listening. All right, guys, this is your host, Cesar Radio, and please follow us on Twitter at Arrow Talk, all one word, and join us again on another exciting podcast of Arrow, where the fans could call in. How cool is that? All right, talk to you guys later. Bye.
5 years, I was stranded on an island with only one goal. Survive.
Oliver Queen is alive.
Now I will fulfill my father's dying wish to use the names he left me and bring down those who are poisoning my city. To do this, I must become someone else. I must become something else.